This is Mr. Gadget sending an audio boo from me to you and talking about a couple of things related to Barnes and Noble. For those of us who live within the United States of America, there are a couple of big bookstores that most of us deal with, at least across the country. Probably are, and in fact I know there are alternatives for those lucky enough to live in some of the big cities on the East and West Coast, but for them and the rest of us, there are two major bookstores that start with letter B. And Barnes and Noble was the one that I went by because I had a coupon, 10% off kind of coupon for any one item, so I thought I would go and see if Barnes and Noble had any items that I was interested in. And this was an interesting trip for a few reasons. For one, I did find out that Barnes & Noble indeed will honor the 10% off coupon or whatever percent off coupon for magazines, which the other competitor of Barnes & Noble that also starts with the letter B and only has one word in its name will not. Even though I think it's a little dicey where or how it was that they claimed that it would not, but I have previously tried to use a percentage off coupon at that other store, and they have not honored it for magazines, periodicals. Plus, it's kind of dicey because, you know, you can't return magazines or periodicals to that other store. It is the one, however, that is closer to my house, and therefore the one that I visit far more often than this one, which is the Barnes & Noble here. There's a couple of them. One is on the plaza, which is a large shopping area in Kansas City, well known for its lights at Christmas time and things like that. And also then out by Independence Center, which is at the intersection of Interstate 470 and Interstate 70. So if you ever have the opportunity to drive through our lovely country here on Interstate 70, you would be passing right by the Independence Center. That Barnes & Noble had not only some books of interest and a excellent Make magazine, always a favorite, but they had a Nook. They had an actual Nook, a Nook in real life. The Nook being the Barnes & Noble ebook reader. I had been in the Barnes & Noble that's down in Columbia, Missouri, when we visited my daughter, my youngest daughter, who is matriculating down there and about ready to graduate. And that Barnes & Noble, there were lots of signs around that said that the Nook was available. I did not have time to ask, but I'm fairly certain that if I had pursued available with any of the workers of the store, they would have said, oh yes, it is available online at the Barnes & Noble website. Wah, wah. Well, I had read somewhere, I think probably Google News, that the Nooks were going to actually be available in stores, and indeed there was one there. I got to play with it a bit, including the prototype web browsing, which I think probably will work about as well as the Kindle web browsing, which means not very well. And it's just a bit odd. There's a color area at the bottom that allows you to interact, and you can scroll around. And then there is the standard e-ink up at the top. Played around with it, very readable. It's less expensive, mid-200s for the unit, and is priced directly against the Sony ebook readers. I can't remember what the smaller Kindle is, but I think it's somewhere in that price range, perhaps a bit more. Has the constant on internet through AT&T, but with the iPad out there looming large in the tablet and ebook reading world, I'm just not sure that the whole little mix of color and black and white is really going to make it. But that's Mr. Gadget out here looking after you and blazing the technological frontier, blazing the trail ahead of you now when you're out here on the frontier following along behind. Be careful. Bye.